AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden is lauding the sacrifice of generations of U.S. troops who died fighting for their country. The president marked Memorial Day with the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy. We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent.
Biden and the First Lady were joined by Vice President Kamala Harris and Harris's husband for the 155th National Memorial Day observance. Today's ceremony comes a day after Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached final agreement on a deal that would raise America's debt limit. It now awaits approval by Congress. New York City is slowly sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers and other structures built on top of it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
As rising oceans threaten New York City, a study from the U.S. Geological Survey documents another risk, the loose soil like artificial fill.
That was put in to enhance some of the land areas, and that can sink just under its own weight because it's so poorly consolidated. And if you build on that, of course, that exacerbates it.
Lead researcher Tom Parsons also says parts of the city will eventually be underwater.
It's inevitable that the ground's going down, the water's coming up. At some point, those two levels will meet, but I just am not able to give you a date.
The research team calculated the more than 1 million buildings spread across the city's five boroughs add up to about 1.7 trillion tons. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say a suspect has been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix metro area that left four people dead and a woman wounded. This is AP News. South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. Ambassador Ruben Brickety indicated that the allegations were based on U.S. intelligence and that he would bet his life on the accuracy of his claim. The container-carrying ship, named Lady R, is already under U.S. sanctions for being tied to a company that has transported weapons to aid the Russian war effort in Ukraine. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.